community today and start growing your Kent business network for just £20 a month. ZC Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live. Register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on the now restored bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk. So we're all back on the air. We're all singing and dancing. That was the news from our newsroom. And we've got two fabulous guests that we're going to talk to in the second part of the show today. We've still got millions of tweets coming in. We've got loads of emails to read. I just want to give you a follow-up on this. For those of you that are regular listeners, you'll know that the Heating Hub have been conducting a competition for dogs. And the, and the idea was you posted your dog and they had hundreds. They had, I mean, asking social media for pictures of puppies is, you know, asking for trouble, really, isn't it? But they had hundreds and hundreds of people that submitted pictures of their pooches. And basically the idea was this. They were going to pick some winners that became the branding for their whole range of products. And if you were picked, you won some prizes. So I've had a tweet from the lovely Jo, who's the owner of the Heating Hub. And she has said, could we have a huge Business Bunker shout out, please? And massive congratulations for our hashtag hot dogs competition winners, who were Winnie, Rhubarb, and medical detection dog Nimbus.
Oh.
A huge thank you to the Business Bunker, Vanilla Web, and all the team for your unwavering support during this competition. It's an absolute pleasure. It's a fabulous, fabulous thing you're doing. All the funds raised for this are going to medical detection dogs. And for those of you that don't know, they're dogs that are trained to either detect certain medical conditions or, in the case of things like diabetics, it's like having a dog for the blind or a dog for the deaf. There are dogs that are trained to summon assistance if your blood sugar levels drops and you're unable to carry on. And they do that by their trained sense of smell. It's absolutely amazing.
So you do need they to find also a... answer the phone in that?
Yeah, they do everything. They cook the lunch. Make they go tea. Down Tesco shopping for you. And what these dogs do nowadays is unbelievable.
I'm trying to train my dog to
get up in the morning.
Put the bins out.
Yeah.
I didn't enter my dog because my dog is a mongrel. And she's a rescue, Cassie. You know Cassie.
Yeah, she's knocking on a bit as well, isn't she?
I don't think it should be ages. But mongrels rarely win, do they? And I didn't want to put her through the whole thing of losing.
What are you saying? Why are you looking at me when you say mongrels?
I did all right.
Exactly. I think she's joshing us there, don't you? Right, have you got an email to read, Jules?
Oh, yeah, I've got lots.
Put your phone down and start reading.
I was going to tweet. I've got one about ZC Social Media. I know she's had a few mentions, but I think this is worth it. They're offering a free, fully funded courses which can improve your knowledge and understanding in social media. You'll be they're offering courses in Facebook marketing for your business, email resources and business tools, developing your business online, social media advertising and promotion, and using social media for your business. If you qualify, you need to be employed as an SME with 1 to 249 employees. Are you located in the South East Local Enterprise Partnership area of Kent and Medway? If you answer yes to both questions, then you'll be able to book your free place today. Please contact zcsocialmedia.com. It's got some of your scribble at the bottom as well of this.
Quite possibly.
Yeah, something like, you know, eggs, bacon, couple of pies, you know, that sort of thing.
Oh, is that my shopping list? Yeah. I gave it to the dog and they came back with some bones and a tin of chum.
Wright's coal tar soap, that sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
What men like.
Yeah. There's a NAGS creative writing course on the 17th of July in Maidstone from 7 to 9pm.
Is that for horses?
Yeah. It's on Monday evenings and it's the new authors group, NAGS. Ooh. NAGS, the new authors group.
Okay.
And they're going to teach you how to write great stories, how to create believable and interesting characters, hook readers early on and hold their interest, structure a story for maximum impact, create emotions in readers such as fear, anger, happiness, grief, laughter and more, make your characters speak in a way that's convincing, rewrite dull sentences to make them come alive, learn editing to avoid the common mistakes publishers reject. We'll also learn top publishing secrets such as how to get into Waterstones books. There's only six places on each course. It's £349 for the course, and full refreshments are provided. And this is delivered by top-selling author Miles Allen. And you can go to milesallen.net/10-week course to find out more about it and to book your place. That's Miles Allen, AllenAllen.net/10-week course.
Miles, check that out. Of course, has been on your show quite a lot.
Miles yeah. was on my show yeah. when he first quit.
When he was a whippersnapper.
When he quit his day job. He was an avionics engineer.
Yeah.
He quit his day job to become a writer. And I believe he wrote science fiction, science fantasy.
Yeah.
And the first book he ever wrote went straight to number one as a bestseller, and he hasn't looked back since.
Well done, Miles. Mm. Excellent. I mean, see, that's what happens when you come on the Business Bunker Show.
Absolutely. I've had a tweet here from Supply My Business.
Oh, yeah.
And it says, get on with it, Paul.
Yeah. I know, we have waffles.
He says, get on with it. Yeah. I'm looking forward to some great tips on how to colour my grey hair.
Yeah, well, he wants to. He wants yeah. to. And I think he's very dapper, Martin.
He needs help, though, doesn't he?
Well,
the boy needs help.
He always looks good. Let's face it. He always yeah. looks good.
Shall we talk to our guests?
Shall we?
Yeah, do you want to introduce
them? Who's going first?
I don't mind.
Well, should we do ladies first?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Paul.
on my left, we have the lovely Sally Moore, who is actually an accountant listener.
She looks like an accountant.
Yeah, she's got those little gloves on, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Counting out the money.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And she works sometimes on a farm, and she's been horrified, listener.
Well, you would really, as an accountant, and that's what you do. You wouldn't go to an office, would you? You go, yeah. I know, I'm an accountant. I'll find a farm.
She sits on a hay bale all
yeah.
day.
Yeah.
But she was horrified. We've had long chats about the chemicals sprayed everywhere on farms and our food. And she had a childhood fantasy of becoming a hairdresser.
Really?
So, Sally Moore, from Herne Bay, of Salon 123, tell us about this childhood.
I'm fascinated by this. This is a backward kind of career progression, if you see what I mean.
So I wanted to be a cowboy.
No, but what I mean by that is...
Contentious there.
No. What I mean by that is people normally do things the other way around. Like, they'll start as a hairdresser and then become a farmer and an accountant.
I don't know anyone that started as a hairdresser and became a farmer.
I know hundreds.
Really?
Yeah, hundreds.
Right, I want
hundreds.
To meet them all this afternoon.
Yeah. So this is a fascinating story, Sally. So step us through it.
Okay.
You're an accountant. I got that bit.
I went to a grammar school.
Right.
If you start saying that you would like to be a hairdresser when you're at grammar school, you get big frowns.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So you go down a route that you think is something that you can do.
Yeah.
And I was good with sums, so I ended up being an accountant.
Right.
I didn't really ever like being an accountant because people look at things from a money point of view all the time, and I still do it, even though I've spent years doing other things as well. Mm. My daughter, bless her soul, encouraged me later in life to train as a hairdresser. She was at Canterbury College, and she said, Mum, why don't you come and do it here? They do it here. You can do it part-time.
Well, I don't want to interrupt you too much, but I'm just fascinated by this journey. Was that something... what made you choose hairdressing as opposed to anything else?
I just loved playing with hair.
Me too.
I can see that. You've played with yours too much.
Far too much, exactly, yeah.
I just like the artistic aspect of it.
Okay.
And I also don't like sitting at a desk. And more accountancy is sitting at a desk in front of a screen with a keyboard in front of you. When I'm Prime Minister, I'm going to ban computers.
You said earlier, yeah.
I did,
yeah.
Yes.
Well, we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, I thought you would be. Mm-hmm. So I didn't even realise I'd portrayed this interest across to my daughter that I was interested in hair.
Mm.
And she encouraged me. I went along to Canterbury College, thought, perhaps I'll just do the six-week course. Mm. Anyway, I ended up doing a two-year course, got my Level 2 certificate.
Mm.
I'm still what I consider very much a novice at hairdressing because it's a bit like learning to drive. Once you've got your passed your driving test, you do the learning to drive later.
Mm.
And that's the same with hairdressing. Anybody who says, anyone can be a hairdresser, doesn't realise how much there is to it.
Mm.
It's a science. It's an art.
Mm.
You have to know how to add up because you have to work out how to put people's colours on and how much you do the ratios of colour to developer. There is so much to it.
Mm.
Because I understand the background to it, that's how I can understand that I'm a novice at it.
Right.
And that you can't just dive in and go and colour someone's
hair. It's very
emotive,
isn't it? I mean, women, especially women, don't change hairdressers lightly. And I've been in hairdressers years ago where I've actually come out in tears because they've ruined my hair.
I think you can ask most women.
That was because the Prosecco was too warm, though.
Well, I mean, we have a phrase that, you know, you don't want to take your hair out in a bag. People will come in and think you're a miracle worker and say, you know, I've got this lovely dark hair and I'd like to go blonde.
And they want to look like Michelle Pfeiffer.
And rarely can you do that in one go.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes people say, well, you know, so-and-so down the road said they can do it. Well, yeah, well, OK, if you want to have your hair out in a bag, then take that risk.
You see, the funny thing is, the more you tell me about this, the more happy I am that I just walk into any barbers I see and go, give us a number one, and that's it, and that's all I need to do.
Interestingly enough, we get a lot of gentlemen come into our salon
because
they prefer to be pampered in a lady's hairdresser's than just to go in a barber and be in and out.
Yeah,
You've got to be quite butch in a barber's, haven't you?
All of my barbers are ladies.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Have you got enough hair for a number one?
Only just. Only just.
Would you be a zero?
No. I was in there last Sunday, actually, and I went in and I said, hello, Joyce, give us the number one. And she went, I think you're down to half at least. And I went, okay, all right, give us half then.
I've heard hairdressers tell stories where people have their hair cut so regularly that they actually don't need to have it cut every time. So all they do is they make the noise of the scissors at the back of the hair and then still charge them £10 or £15
or whatever. Yeah, exactly.
You know, it hasn't taken me long.
Yeah.
So now you've opened this salon. When did you open it in Herne Bay?
2015.
Okay. Big step for you.
A big step for me. I was actually travelling to work one day on my farm job, having more or less finished my qualification. And again, my daughter, who's a great influence in my life, she was doing an
interview. Has she got long hair? Was there an ulterior motive to
She's
this?
Always wanted long hair. But she was actually had an interview for a job for actually Kent Kids Parties. And she said to the lady, don't worry about the colour of my hair. My mum's a hairdresser, so it can be whatever colour you need it to be. And I'm going to work this day thinking, am I a hairdresser? Am I an accountant? What am I? Oh, wait a minute. I'm all of those things, actually. Why don't I just run my own business? So I duly got to work. Don't tell my boss. Googled how much it would cost to buy my own hairdressing salon and thought, yeah, we could probably just about stretch to that. And there the journey really began.
So you've inherited a business that was already running in Herne Bay. You inherited the staff.
I did.
How's that been on a business level?
They are an excellent team. The previous owner more or less left them to it, so they knew how to run the business without me. So that's a little bit of a challenge, but they have great characters, and I don't want to squash that character because they are a good team. But sometimes I have to just remind them that I like to make the decisions as well.
Now, at the moment, Sally, you stock L'Oreal. You've been using L'Oreal, you presumably inherited as well.
No, in actual fact, the salon was a Weller salon when I took it over. I knew nothing about Weller products. I knew a bit about L'Oreal.
Is that from college?
From college, yeah.
So in the college they use only L'Oreal?
No, at the time, actually, the college used Goldwell and a bit of L'Oreal. But Sam, who's the... I've since made the manager because she's excellent. She has L'Oreal through her like a stick of rock. She trained with L'Oreal and she loves the product. It is a good true colour product, which was why at that point we decided to switch to it, because it was a good time. You need to do a skin test on people when you colour their hair. A lot of people say, oh, I have my, you know, I've coloured my hair all the time, but
it's important
that you do that skin test. So because we'd just taken it over.
Sorry to interrupt, Sally. Can I just ask, what's the potential of going wrong? What happens if you've got the wrong skin type, if you see what I mean?
It can be anything from a small rash to a full anaphylactic shock.
Right, okay.
Very dangerous.
And you can, you know, people say, oh, I have my hair coloured all the time, but you can suddenly become allergic to a colour.
I think what I've been reading is that your body can suddenly just have enough of all the chemicals that we're absorbing.
Well, I was just going to say before you really interrupted. No, you didn't. I was just going to say there's a theme building here about chemicals, and you made reference to it earlier in the farm, on the farm and stuff like that. Do you mind if we talk about that for a moment? Because I think there's something in your past as well that kind of led you into being more aware of this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Are you happy to talk about that?
Yeah. There's actually two things because as a child, I lost all my hair after an episode of measles.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that. Losing your hair. Don't worry about that.
It is when you're a two-year-old.
Yeah, true.
And my mother took me to various places and they all said, oh, it'll never grow again.
Really?
Fortunately, it did. I mean, she was quite determined and she found a product that she massaged on my head. Mm. It stimulated the follicles and my hair grew again.
Come on, don't stop there. And it is...
it no longer exists, actually, because I mentioned it to Paul and he said, I never heard of it.
Typical.
I still have a tube of it at home, actually, just in case.
Right.
But that meant that my hair did grow again. But as a consequence, I've always been very cautious about what I will put on my head because I don't want to lose all my hair. Mm-hmm. In 2000, though, I was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Oh, wow.
Obviously, the lady's worst fear is that you will lose your hair.
Yeah.
I was fortunate enough to not actually have chemotherapy. I had a bilateral mastectomy followed by radiotherapy.
Right.
So I didn't lose my hair. Mm. But it made me even more aware of putting products on you, eating them, using them as makeup, just being in a room with them, which we probably are in all sorts of carcinogenic atmosphere, just being in this room from the radio waves. But some things can't be avoided. Mm-hmm. So I am passionate about diet, chemicals in anything. Having said that, as you get a bit older, you get lazier about things. After my cancer diagnosis, I actually became almost totally vegan because of various implications on food and the additives and what goes into the food chain. I know that there's a lot of growth hormones go into food.
Sure, absolutely. You'll be pleased to know that this very radio show is actually sponsored. One of our sponsors is a company called Channel Facilities Management.
Mm-hmm.
And they're an industrial cleaning company or commercial cleaning company.
Mm-hmm.
And they do not use any chemicals whatsoever in their cleaning materials.
Excellent.
They use entirely enzyme-based stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there are no chemicals in their cleaning material at all. They're actually crowdfunding at the moment, if anyone's interested.
Right.
Channel Facilities Management, they're a deal-based company,
mm-hmm.
but they cover the southeast of England. And like you, they realised some time ago that a lot of the toxins that swim about in our atmosphere don't need to be there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, absolutely.
It is difficult convincing the general public about this, though, because it's A, about price, because it's just easier to go out there and buy your bog standard cleaning product or anything, or your cheap chicken in Aldi or other supermarkets are available.
I think it's like a lot of things. It takes time to change the public's attitude, but it does change eventually.
Yeah.
And what happens, it's like electric vehicles, for instance. In the early days of electric vehicles, they were a joke, an absolute joke. And you had to be stupid to go and buy an electric vehicle unless you were a milkman. Yeah. But the technology's improved and improved and improved and improved. And then all of a sudden, it goes mainstream.
Mm.
And now, you know, with people like Elon Musk and the Tesla and all those kind of things, they make really good quality cars that are highly electric. But the actual process has only taken 15 years.
It seems longer, but
all of a sudden it goes mainstream and you'll get exactly the same with the kind of things you're talking about. Eventually, we've talked about this. Jules used to do a food show called Scoff and Quaff.
Mm.
And we used to talk about this quite a lot, that there's a big move towards organic and locally sourced and healthily sourced food.
Mm.
And people that could afford it were paying a premium for that kind of food because they knew it wasn't horse meat from Poland in their Tesco's lasagna, and it wasn't this and it wasn't that. That will continue because people are now much more aware of what's in their food and where it's from.
Mm.
So it's an ongoing process. You're absolutely right.
And it's also a drip feed thing. You cannot rush these things because otherwise it becomes a fad and it goes again.
Yeah.
So it's about education. It's about retraining people to realise that why a product is better over another product.
Yeah.
And it is also about price, sadly, because, you know, we are in the Tesco supermarket culture for cut price deals.
You know what we've done at home with, I always get a Riverford organic chicken, as you know, in my box every week. And that is the only meat now that we're having, just one big chicken, but I know it's had a great life. It hasn't had antibiotics. And we make...
Mind you, it smoked like a trooper and drank like a fish, but there you go.
Thank you, Paul Andrews. But we will have a roast out of that, and then I will slice it for sandwiches, because if you've ever read the label of a sliced chicken, even if you go to a shop such as Marks and Spencer's and you look at the sliced chicken, ready prepared, ready cooked, it's got sugar added, it's got all sorts of stuff added. So we then use that chicken for sandwiches, salads, and then I'll make a soup out of it.
And I'm the carcass
simmering
stock.
The bones, knowing that they haven't had... And the honestly, the skeleton of that bird is completely different from any bird that you would buy from a supermarket. Mm. I urge everyone just to try and get an organic chicken or a chicken that's been had a really good life and see the difference in the muscles and the skeleton.
I've had a tweet here from Joe Allsop at Slow Pub. She says, I'm guilty of thinking my hairdresser can turn me into Daisy Lowe with a colour on a Business Bunker. Appreciate the emotions, expectations you've had to navigate, she says. So, yeah.
So what took you on to finding Paul Williams here, sitting here patiently waiting for his slot, to discovering Gentle Beauty and the colour herb, and why?
I had a very good health food shop just around the corner from where I used to live in St. Peter's in Broadstairs. She's sadly closed now and emigrated to Tenerife because that's what she's chosen to do. But she had the, I can't remember the name of the product, the retail equivalent of Paul's hair product.
Right.
Paul's hair Herbatin.
Product. Paul's, and I didn't make the background, it was called Herbatin. She stocked that. I used that on my hair because I was happy that that would be safe to use. And also on my daughter's hair when she first stepped into the hair colouring time of her life, shall we call it. And then I met Jules at a Slope Off lunch. And she mentioned to me about Colour Herb, and I said, well, I didn't know that such a product existed for professional use. So I was quite excited, really. Mm. And she said she'd been looking for a hairdresser to take it on, and, I jumped at the chance.
It's true, because I'd been, I had a hairdresser who Paul Williams knows, who used to always colour my hair with Colour Herb. And I love the shininess of it. I love the translucency of it. I love the condition of it. All I'm really interested in is hair that moves and it feels soft. I don't want old woman's stiff hair, sorry. But I need to colour my hair every 3 weeks because my hair, because I'm healthy, it grows so quickly. So my roots come through every 3 weeks. Ideally, I'd do it every 2.5 weeks if I could afford it. So my hairdresser, Natalie Sherlaw, moved from Whitstable area. And then I was just buying it direct from Paul, which you're not really allowed to do, but he was very sweet. I don't think, as Joe Public, are you allowed to buy it or direct the professional?
It's for the salons.
Yeah. So I bought it, and but then I had the trouble of finding a good hairdresser to put it on. So it was brilliant when you did it, and now I can have it done in Herne Bay. Back to you.
Well, shall we, because we're fast running out of time here, so, yeah. and we've got a lot to talk about with Paul, so shall we turn our attention for a little while? Thank you, Sally, for that, and for introducing us nicely to Paul Williams here, who's the...
He's got amazing hair.
He's got amazing... Yeah, you've told me that 20 times. All right, stop rubbing it in.
He's got lovely hair.
I'll leave it when I go.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, yeah. I'll wash it for you and send it back. I'm going to come and look at this tube of stuff that Sally's got as well. I want to see what that is. But thank you so much for joining us, Paul, on the Business Bunker Show. It's an absolute pleasure to have you here. Tell us a little bit about you, your business and your products.
Well, I'm very pleased to be here. Even though you have insulted me, you referred to me as an idiot. because I happened to buy an electric van 15 years ago.
You did it, yeah. And did it
work? Terrible experience. Well, I got into the hair business late, about 15 years ago.
Right.
But the hair business has been in me ever since I was a young kid because my mum was a hairdresser.
Right, okay.
And she would make it seem very glamorous. She'd come home, she'd talk about all these wonderful people. Coloured the hair, how glamorous it was, and she was very happy doing that. So it was seemed natural when I started to look around for another business to invest into. Now, I would look at the hair business, and I was shocked. I mean, I shouldn't have been, but I was shocked to realise just how massive it is. the turnover worldwide is probably about between £7 and £9 billion a year.
Absolutely. We can reinforce that. Some years ago, we had Graham Webb. I don't know if you know Graham. Graham Webb on the show. Do you remember? Graham Webb,
yes.
MBE.
Yes.
Graham had a chain of hairdressing salons, Graham Webb International. He had 600 salons. And he also manufactured shampoo and products and stuff like that. Multi-million pound business. So absolutely agree. Yeah.
The good thing about it is the repeat buying. Because everybody wants to start cutting the hair, have obviously got to go back. I mean, Jules manages to stretch it out for 3 weeks, unfortunately. But most women will certainly visit or have their hair coloured off between 4 and 5 weeks. So you can imagine the volume. Mm-hmm. So I started to see that this is actually a good business to get into, if we could get into it. Mm. Because we'd be going up against some of the biggest, most aggressive companies in the world.
Right.
Who have marketing budgets of zillions.
L'Oreal's marketing budget, and they've reduced it this year. It's only $2.2 billion.
Right.
Procter & Gamble, which is part of the group, which is a group that has Weller, has $4.6 billion marketing budget. So I had about Tuppence Halfpenny. So I had to find another way of getting into the business, and I realised I was going to have to approach a niche market.
Right.
Because of my mother talking about hairdressing, she talked about the problems, not just the glamour, the problems of being a hairdresser. You stand for long hours. You are exposed to toxic gas and ammonia for a long period of time. You have got your hands in soapy water for long periods. So what you got? You've got all sorts of possibilities and things going wrong with your body. So we started to look for a product which was going to address some of those issues. And I got the opportunity to take on this product called Colour Herb. And it addresses some of those problems. It doesn't contain ammonia. It contains is much more reduced in its chemical components. So it's less dangerous. Mm. It's not safe. You can never say that permanent colour is safe.
Sure.
Sally's just referred to the fact that people can have an allergic reaction. I think it's about 3% of the population develop what's called a PPD allergy,
right.
Which some people, very few, but at least one every 3 years, people die from it.
Wow. Mm.
So it's really important to do the test. Mm. So we're reducing that risk with Colour Herb. And not only just, it's not about just risk, the actual product itself delivers a very natural result.
Mm.
Hair is shiny, the colours are nuanced, they're not blocky.
Mm. Yeah.
And they leave the hair in exceptionally good condition because part of its component is it's got vegetal extracts, organic extracts, all put in there because they condition the hair.
Right.
So it seemed a no-brainer that I'd go for it.
Mm.
And it's been grows slowly because we don't have $2.5 billion market. But everybody who uses it would never go back to using a standard product.
That's the thing. That's what I found. And I know Sally's had people from your website that have gone into her because she's now stocking it.
Yeah. Mm. There's lots of people who pestered me like Jules did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where can I have this product? Yeah. Where can I get it?
If you don't mind, can we just focus a little bit on the business side of it?
Yeah.
Because that's as fascinating as the other side that you've quite amply demonstrated there, Paul. So from a business point of view, how long have you been going?
15 years.
Your method of marketing is niche marketing, and you're doing this through salons?
Yes, it's salons. We spent many years actually going, just visiting salons and saying, we can do a demonstration.
Yeah.
And we would, almost inevitably, they said yes.
Right.
And then they didn't use it.
Right.
So after spending a lot of time and wasting a lot of money with that approach, we said, well, actually, let's just wait till for the hairdresser to approach us.
Right, okay.
So we never approach hairdressers anymore.
Right.
We wait for them to approach us.
Right.
And what happens is that they approach us because they have clients that go in to the hairdresser and say, I want this product.
Mm.
This is what Jules did.
Mm. Right.
And so they'll get in touch. So that's a much more effective way of marketing.
Right.
And much less expensive.
So it's demand marketing, basically. Yeah.
Exactly. Word of mouth.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
And that's fantastic.
And Paul has been very supportive to us as well, which is excellent. He initially supplied the product free of charge for us to try it on Jules.
Right.
And, you know, so we could experience it first.
Right.
He's supporting us. We're having a special training day for all the girls in the salon so that everybody can understand it.
That's fantastic, isn't it? Because that's a belief in what you're doing and a passion and an enthusiasm for your business where you it's more than just making a few quid. It's about bringing something to the market that has a lot more than just, you know, monetary value. So
Paul Williams is sending his creative director up to Sally to work with the team there on the 26th of June in Herne Bay. We are looking for a redhead at the moment. So if anybody's interested, please contact Salon 1.
Are you Ginger?
Or a ginger, yeah. Are you a ginger? Mm. And then there is a launch date, which at the moment to be confirmed, but we're saying November the
2nd.
We haven't told Paul about this yet.
But what I want to know, because I don't know nothing about this kind of stuff, because I haven't got any hair, as you keep reminding me.
You've got a lovely parting there, as I keep
saying. Yeah, as you keep telling me, yeah.
I do have a product for that, but it comes from, don't let Paul hear, from L'Oreal.
What creates partings?
No, creates hair. You could actually get a money-back guarantee with it as well.
It creates hair? What do you mean? It's a wig?
It encourages it encourages hair growth. We sell a lot of it.
Really?
Popular, yeah.
Like Regain or something?
No, it's better than that.
Does it work?
Does it work?
It does work, yeah. L'Oreal will give you your money back if it doesn't work.
So you should get it and then get your money back.
Well, that could be interesting, couldn't it? Because you couldn't get... It'd be hard to get less hair than me, really, wouldn't it, really?
I need to interrupt because we've got a few tweets here. So we've got Camelliogenics, however you say it, Chris Hyde.
Camelliogenics.
Yeah, Chris Hyde's easier to say. He says to Paul... and Sally, I assume that as product is rinsed, this is eco-friendly with less chemicals entering drains, which is also great.
Correct. Yes, that's absolutely the case.
And then I have a question from Denise Wilton. Now, she is asking for fine hair tips. So she says, Business Bunker, how often should I wash my hair? It's very fine. I want to cut down the amount I wash.
Every night.
Quick answer. Come on. What do you think, Paul?
Well, the thing about washing your hair is that if you use a very... aggressive shampoo, it will take away the sebum from the scalp, which is very important. So what you need to do is find a much less aggressive shampoo to wash your hair.
Could you recommend one of your range fine?
We do a range of shampoos called Natural Mente, and they're aimed at very specific types of hair. So, and one is aimed just to support a fine hair, thin hair.
Brilliant. Right. And could she do that at home, or does she have to go to a salon?
No, she can do that at home. She will find it on our website.
Brilliant.
I'd just like to chip in there. That
chip in, Sam.
Again, people will say to me, I buy a professional shampoo from the supermarket. Any shampoo you buy from the supermarket is not a professional shampoo. It might have L'Oreal on it, it might have Weller on it, it might have another colour house name on it. But they are made for the mass market.
It's soap.
They are bulked up with salt... to thicken it, with lemon to close the cuticles, and those two products are not good for your hair.
Right.
They will also have a non-soluble silicone in there, which helps make your hair look shiny, but because it's not water-soluble, it builds up on your hair. So buy a professional shampoo only from a hairdresser.
When I was younger...
Or website that... supplies,
absolutely. Or my website. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We're going to find that out in a moment.
Be careful.
When I was younger, you're not going to believe this. When I was younger, I had hair like Jules, and only mine was probably a little bit longer. So seriously,
Looks like George Harrison. I've seen.
Yeah, yeah. Seriously, I had really long hair when I was younger, and my mum used to make me wash it in beer.
Oh yeah. Yeah, my mum used to put vinegar on my hair.
Yeah. Mm. It closes the cuticles.
Cider vinegar. That's very useful. Mm. Yeah.
I have another question from Supply My Biz, which he was talking about Cover for Greys, and we said how dapper he is. So Martin White. Now, Paul, do you want to start with that one, Paul?
The question is...
How to cover a man's grey hair.
A man's grey hairs...
works. By a hat.
Yeah. It just works the same way as a woman's grey hair.
Number one.
So...
yeah, exactly.
If you don't want to go bald, you can visit the salon and get them... to colour your hair. I know it's a bit embarrassing. I run a helpline
I love this, the helpline for hair.
And there's as many problems with hair as there are people who've got it. And so, but occasionally we'll get calls from men who ask very detailed questions about colouring the hair for their wives.
Yeah, honest gov.
We actually do a late night opening on Thursday, which is not, it's a bit more private, and we actually have a few gentlemen that come in for their colour on a Thursday evening. They're shy.
We're fast running out of time, and I don't want to run out of time because we've got over 200 more tweets that have come in as well, and I'm serious about that, but we're not going to get around to all of them. But I'm fascinated by this. One of the things I look at, and I'll use him as an example because I can. People like Berlusconi, the former Italian Prime Minister, who has his hair coloured. It looks ridiculous because
when Paul McCartney, I love him, sort of maroon ginger look.
Yeah, but you know that someone is slightly older, and then to have pristine coloured hair just looks stupid because you go, it can't possibly be that natural. Mm. Although you see some film stars that would also be in the same way, but they've clearly had their hair coloured, but it's been done in a way that looks far more natural, if you see what I mean.
Well, that's like George Clooney.
So there must be some way of actually applying it so that it looks, it looks realistic. Whereas Berlusconi, you can see the join, basically.
Yeah. Well, strangely enough, colour herb is used widely at Pinewood Studios.
Yeah.
Many of the movies that are made out of Pinewood, where the stars have had their hair coloured, is coloured with colour herb.
Yeah.
And quite a lot of the stars have reached to us and said, we're going somewhere else, can we have the colour? There's a film called Protem, which is showing the artists there wanted to have colour herb, and they insisted we had to ship it over to South Africa, where you've just come from.
Right. Yes.
Because they insisted on using colour herb.
I happen to know that colour herb has been used on lots of blockbuster films, which Paul isn't allowed to talk about, Paul Williams.
Sure.
I, however, can mention that it's been used on Cinderella, you know, the amazing blonde hair that I'm sure you all know that, and a lot of the Bond movies, and is regularly shipped out to.
Absolutely. So, you know,
it's a good kept secret by Hollywood.
Yeah. Now, I was just making a comment, and because you do see a lot of people that clearly have had their hair coloured where it looks really natural still, but then you see loads of people where you just think, why even bother? Because I can tell you just had that painted black. You know, people have their hair dyed really ridiculously.
Well, black
deep colours,
is the problem. Yeah.
Yeah.
In older people, men or women.
Yeah.
People go for black, and
it's just ridiculous.
Work,
Also, very quickly, because I know we're running out of time, Tracy Ferguson, who is a blonde, she says, how can you go about keeping your hair using your kind of natural products for home use? How could she do it in her 50s?
We do have a home pack product, which is available through most health stores, which is called Herbatint. It's the original non-ammonia home pack product, and it will cover grey hair. You won't get as good an effect as if you do it through a salon, but if for many people it's the...
They can use it as an interim, can't they, and then do salon now and then.
Yeah.
Do you have the number of the helpline?
The helpline...
On you?
No.
Okay, but...
Give you a telephone number.
Yeah,
which
that
is,
would be great.
Which is 0203-072-1000. That's 0203-072-1000. And you can ask me any question you like.
Brilliant. So, Sally, I know that also you gave me a lovely conditioner. I have to thank you that you sent me, because my hair, I was using all your products, but then I was travelling and I wanted something, you know, and it was really good. I used it this week, first time, great, loved it.
That's a natural menti product.
Yeah.
We're kind of out of time now. A fascinating subject, and thank you so much for joining us and talking about it. If we come back to Sally for a moment. Sally, can you give us a shout out for your website, your Twitter handle, your Facebook page, or however you want people to find out more about you?
Okay. We are on Facebook at Salon123 Hair and Beauty. On Instagram, again, Salon123 Hair and Beauty. At Twitter, our handle is at Salon123HB. Our website is www.salon123.biz. And we also have an online booking app where you can go if you search for Salon 123 Kent, you can download it to your mobile phone. You can make any appointment that way.
Fantastic. Thank you, Sally. And Paul,
The website is www.colourherb. That's herb with an E at the end of it.
H-E-R-B.
Herbie.co.uk. Or www.herbatint. That's herbatint.co.uk, where you'd be able to purchase Herbatint.
Okay, so you can buy it online.
That's right.
And fantastic. I have to say, whenever I phone up, the girls are there are really helpful. And if ever they can't answer something, they get Paul. So, Paul Williams.
You need your roots doing again.
I know, I know, but I'm hanging on because I'm having them done with the creative director, Theo
Bambakas.
Yeah, I couldn't say that.
Theo Bambakas.
He's coming on the 26th of June to Herne Bay.
Right.
So I've got to hang on. I've got to have something for him to work to.
He runs a very, very successful salon in London, which is entirely based on colour herb. And we have four very high level premium salons in London that entirely use colour herb.
Fantastic.
There you are.
Thank you so much, both of you, for joining us on the show. Yeah.
One more thing. I mentioned earlier that a lot of things that put people off going down an organic or vegan route is that it costs more. With colour herb, it doesn't.
No. And increasingly, that's true of a lot of things now, isn't it?
Sally's an accountant. She should know.
So she should know, yeah.
She's
even factored the VAT into this.
Exactly. Yeah, I have.
And I also have to say, whenever I order anything from Gentle Beauty, colour herb, it comes the next day. It's amazing. Arrives very quickly. So.
Sally, Paul, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. We've got 5 minutes left of the show. Do stay with us for the last 5 minutes. But for the time being, thank you so much. Fascinating discussion.
I can feel a beauty show coming on. If only I were younger.
Yeah, we've got. We're not going to get round to all the emails. We've got hundreds of tweets, and literally hundreds of tweets still coming in. I'm going to try and read some of them. The Business Diaries. Please, can we have a Business Bunker shout out for the Business Diaries storytelling event this Thursday evening? We have some fab storytellers, and it's taking place at the Innovation Centre in Medway, in Chatham. And also, they've also said a million thanks to Al Frank Monk for being the official Business Diaries photographer. So thank you for that. And that's this Thursday. The HR Services and Support have asked for a shout-out. They're the people management company. And I'm trying to find them all now. Oh, here we go. Neil at FMRC, that's the Fraud Management Resource Centre. A Business Bunker shout out, please, Paul, for the Fraud Management Resource Centre.co.uk. Many thanks and really enjoying the show. So thank you for that. Jules, have you got any?
I've got lots, actually. So if you're a manager and you want to feel confident with managing your staff, there's an HR course for non-HR managers. This would be good for you, Sally, with all your new staff. So the course dates are 3rd of July, 7th of August. There's lots of course dates. You need to go on the website to find them out. It's at Regus Offices, King's Hall, West Malling, ME19 4AE. It's £249 a month, including lunch. To book, please call, email Gemma at info@orchardemploymentlaw.co.uk, or you can contact the Business Bunker, go on our website, and you'll find out details. That's the lovely Gemma Fairclough-Haynes, who sings as well.
Fantastic.
Networkers networking event, Thursday 6th of July, 9:30 to 3:30. It's in the Brands Hatch in Forcombe. I look forward to welcoming you for this. You've got Phil Wilson, the owner of Inspirational Rhythms, Glenys Chatterley, Managing Director of Effective Business Networking. You need to, the host is the lovely Amanda Flanders of Butterflies Events. You can go to butterfliesbusinessevents.co.uk. Again, it's Thursday, 6th of July. I think the bird did mention that as well.
I'm trying to find a particular tweet that I saw go through earlier, and I can't find it again now.
We've had so many.
I know. I may have got this wrong. I think it was the 1806 Cyclo Cafe that was being mentioned, but I can't find the tweet again now. So I'm really sorry about that, and we're kind of fast running out of time. I've got more tweets coming in about our hair professionals here.
I know it's gone mad. Everybody,
it's going absolutely bonkers.
I think Martin Paul White will have to ring the helpline. He says, "How can he get his hair done without looking like George Osborne?"
Yeah, and also the Stove Hub have said, "Is there anything they can do to slow thinning hair as ladies get older?"
Mm. I would
too bad.
For
tough.
There, I would look at natural hormone therapy, which I have, and that was what turned me on to all the organic because I realised I'm putting a cream in my skin, which was having a remarkable effect on my body, and then I thought, well, what about all the other stuff I put on my skin?
Right, it's that time.
Channel Radio News Update.
It's that time for the news roundup for the Federation of Small Business. I'm going to read you some up-and-coming events that they've got going on. You can book them all by going to the Kent Business Radio website and clicking on the FSB tab. So I'm just going to run through these really quickly. There's an FSB Connect Women in Business lunch brunch in Dartford on that's today, so that's no good because that's already been. There's a Connect Women in Business brunch in Tunbridge Wells on Tuesday the 13th of June at 10 a.m. at the Beacon. There's a Dementia Awareness Afternoon and Networking on the 19th of June at 2 p.m. at Cafe 1809 in Hildenborough. That's Dame Kelly Holmes' gaff, I think
yeah,
that is.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's an FSB Connect meeting in Tenterton on Wednesday the 21st of June at 5:30 in the evening. And that's at the Secret Pantry in Tenterton High Street. There's an FSB Women in Enterprise Essential Business Tools to Untap Your Potential on Tuesday the 27th of June, and that's in Fraser's in Ashford, and that's at 9 a.m. There's a Federation of Small Business Bank of England Roundtable, also at Cafe 1809 in Hildenborough, on Thursday the 29th of June. And then there's the Skills 3030 Network with us at the Wilmington Academy on the 30th of June from 10 a.m. We already have nearly 50 companies booked on that, so if you want to come along, you're going to have to get in pretty quickly. And then there's an FSB Connect in Ashford on Wednesday the 5th of July at the Farriers Arms in Ashford. You can find out all the details about that and book your place by going to the Kent Business Radio website and clicking on the FSB tab. Jules, you've got one email that you can read and then we've run out of time.
Prepare for your new data laws. We're now 1 year out from sweeping changes to the UK's data protection laws. It's important that you're up to speed on what this means for your business. The Information Commissioner's Office, the ICO, has released an updated small business toolkit so you can check your compliance with the new General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR. You can also read the ICO's 12 steps to take ahead of the change. Go to Kent Business Radio and find out the link there.
Thank you. We've had a tweet from Networkers Networking. Please can you give me a shout out today for the Networkers Networking event on July the 6th at Brands Hatch Place. So that's a Networkers Networking meeting at July the 6th on Brands Hatch Place. That's about it for the FSB news update for this week. We're fast running out of time. It just leaves me to tell you, there's over 200 tweets that we haven't read.
They're all piling in,
but we've got exactly 2 minutes left of the show, so we will have to read them out next week, and we've got loads of emails as well. So if you didn't get mentioned today, we do apologise.
We still love you.
Don't forget, at 11 o'clock on a Friday is the Business Bunker Extra Show, so you can let Amanda Flanders and the team from the Business Bunker Extra Show 11 o'clock on Friday know your business too, and they will give you a shout out. But just to let you know what's coming up on Channel Radio for the rest of today, at 4 o'clock we got the lovely Natalie Beneig, and she has the Kent Creative Live show. And on today's show she has students from the University of Kent, and she's got a body painter.
Ooh.
Yeah, Liz Bylett, and she's also got florist Julie Davis.
I want to go to one of her workshops.
Yeah, so Julie that's Davis. Kent Creative Live, 4 o'clock, channelradio.co.uk, today with the lovely Natalie Beneig. And then at 5 o'clock, we have the ladies' favourite, Mr Craig Avery, he of the Stripy Socks. And Craig has a celebrity interview show with 2 hours of interviews, music and chat. And then at 7 o'clock, we have Joey Whaler with a rockabilly show. At 9 o'clock...
I love rockabilly.
Joey's brilliant. Yeah. Joey Whaler, 7 o'clock, Channel Radio.
And you can do rockabilly.
Yeah.
You're good at that.
And then at 9 o'clock, we have I Was Lord Kitchener's Valet.
Were you?
A show from 1967 featuring music from the 60s. And then, of course, as always, on Channel Radio on a Tuesday night, we finish off with
It's Club Culture with Boy George. One, two, three, get down.
Full drum beat at the squidgy bass. I give you Vanilla Ace, and it rhymes. That means I'm right on time. Welcome to Club Culture, where I control my very own dance universe. 1 hour or more of grooving delectables for your disco pleasure. I'm Boy George.
nights, 1 hour of delectable, delicious dance music. It's Club Culture with Boy George on Channel Radio.
As always, we finish off with the absolutely fabulous Boy George at 10 o'clock here on Channel Radio with the Club Culture Show. That's it for another week on Business Bunker Show. It just leaves me to say a massive thank you to this week's show sponsors, the lovely folks at Oasis Systems, and to our guest, Mr. Stefan Thomas, No Red Braces, the lovely Sally Moore from Salon 123, the fabulous Mr. Paul Williams of Colour Herb UK, my co-host, the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin, and we also heard from the lovely Sarah Ann Lucas, otherwise known as Bird. Thank you so much for joining us this week on the Business Bunker Show. We will be back with you next Tuesday for another show. Have a fantastic week in between, and we will see you all soon. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.